KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:02, it's cloudy and 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy here today with a high around 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Taking a look at area news, officials of the Creston Police Department say 30-year-old Christopher Byrd of Creston was arrested Tuesday afternoon. Byrd was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for an original charge of driving while suspended or revoked. He was booked into the Union County Jail and released on a $1,000 bond. And a woman residing in the 500 block of West Spencer Street in Creston reported Monday morning that someone broke into her vehicle parked outside of her residence and took documents including the registration and proof of insurance. Two children jackets were also taken. Entry to the vehicle was gained by prying the driver's side door open. The damage and loss was estimated at $300. Police in Harlan report two recent arrests. On January 21st, 23-year-old Stefan Javon Lancer of Harlan was arrested for trespassing and possession of drug paraphernalia. And on Tuesday, 34-year-old Brandon Amos Woodruff, along with 36-year-old Mara Margarita Reyes Mejia, both of Omaha, were arrested following a traffic stop. Woodruff faces charges that include speeding, failure to have a valid driver's license, and prohibited acts. Reyes Mejia was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Harlan police report also a 1996 Dodge Ram driven by Michael Arnold of Harlan went out of control January 23rd at 12th and Hill Streets in Harlan. The pickup left the road and hit a tree before going airborne over an embankment and flipping. The vehicle landed on all floors and was declared a total loss. There were no injuries reported. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported there have been six arrests and two people cited and released over the past week. Saturday night, 36-year-old Tim Leroy Wombold, Jr. of Fontenelle had been arrested for reckless use of a firearm and domestic assault with a weapon first offense. A deputy was dispatched to a residence in Fontenelle at around 6:20 p.m. Saturday after receiving a report that Wombold, Jr. had a firearm and allegedly threatened to use it. His cousin Travis told the deputy an argument took place between Tim Wombold and his grandparents. Afterward, when Tim allegedly threatened to shoot his cousin, Travis struck Tim with a 6-foot level trying to try and make Tim drop the gun. And that's when the weapon discharged, firing around into the ceiling. Travis struck Tim a couple of more times to get him to drop the gun. After his arrest, Tim Wombold Jr. was released a few hours later on his own recognizance. At around 11 p.m. on January 21st, 24-year-old Raymond Eugene Baker of Greenfield was arrested for OWI first offense. He was later released on bond. 36-year-old Luke Allen Mullen of Bedford was taken into custody in Indianola by Indianola police on the 21st. He'd been wanted on an Adair County warrant for violation of a no-contact or protective order. And while in custody at the Adair County Jail and changing into a jumpsuit, Mullen was folding his jeans when a silver pocket knife fell out and onto the floor. He admitted to the authorities the knife was in his fifth pocket in his jeans. After being patted down by the Indianola police, it was still there. Mullen also said that he had two pocket knives on him prior to his original arrest, and a larger knife was in a property bag that the Indianola PD had given to an Adair County deputy. The second knife that fell out of the jeans was smaller than the first, and that was already in Mullen's property. Mullen was being held without bond at the Adair County Jail on the warrant and $5,000 cash or surety bond for the contraband charge. You can see the other arrests and the citation reports on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund recently donated $5,000 to the Atlantic Schools Booster Club. Fund spokesperson and Trevor's mom, Melanie Petty, said the donation is to help with the fundraising for the field turf at the Trojan Bowl. She said, "We're excited to be a gold-level sponsor," Petty said, "in hopes that others will take advantage of the opportunity to help complete the project." Trevor played football all through high school, and she said that we loved traveling with him and supporting the team. Petty said also that we appreciate Atlantic Modeling and the Tyler family for offering a matching grant of up to $100,000 to help with the project. Now, the 12th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament will be held August 6th at the Mission Hills Golf Course, and they look forward to a great day of golf, friendship, and fundraising for upcoming projects. Officials of the Midwest Partnership Economic Development Corporation last week recognized Colleen and Corey Conrad of Casey with the Economic Impact Award for their contributions to the community of Casey and the organizations they support. The award was presented during the organization's annual dinner and meeting on January 23rd at the Casey Community Building. The Economic Impact Award recognizes outstanding businesses and individuals for making a positive impact on economic growth and prosperity in the Midwest Partnership Development Corporation region. The Conrads were nominated for their leadership in several of the Casey's civic organizations and restoration of six downtown buildings and new businesses opening on Main Street. The Conrads, they said, have not only invested in downtown properties, they've invested in the community and the people in it for years to come. Other highlights from the January 3rd annual dinner, or 23rd annual dinner, include recognizing outgoing board member Doug Burns, representing Guthrie County, for his dedication and service to the organization over the past 4 years. Jerry Sullivan, representing Guthrie County, was elected president of the organization for 2020. Sarah Gomez, executive director, provided a recap and highlights of the last year. David Moss delivered a summary of the strategic regional marketing plans for the Greater Des Moines Partnership. And those in attendance at the dinner and banquet and meeting, that is, had the opportunity to hear from the evening's guest speakers, who were Colleen and Conrad and Casey Peterson, who spoke about the revitalization of Casey. Midwest Partnership, by the way, is the region's leading facilitator for the retention, expansion, and attraction of businesses to create jobs and improve quality of life in Adair and Guthrie counties. Well, beginning on Monday, February 3rd, 2020, voters in Adair County may request an absentee ballot be mailed to them for the 2020 primary election on June 2nd. Absentee ballots will be made available in office or by mail no sooner than Monday, May the 4th. If you have any questions regarding the primary election or the absentee voting process, you can contact the Adair County Auditor's Office at 641-743-2546. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar made a last-minute trip to Iowa Tuesday following arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial in Washington. The Democrat presidential candidate turned up at a bar in Council Bluffs, where she was met by a standing-room-only crowd of more than 100 people. She's among a handful of White House hopefuls making the final push into the Midwestern state before Monday's first-in-the-nation caucuses. Klobuchar's 11th-hour push comes as she's facing new questions about her time as a top Minnesota prosecutor in the mid-2000s. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.